I'm also a community volunteer. I've been active with the Junior League of St. Petersburg for almost 9 years now. And for those of you who don't know about Junior League, it's a volunteer organization that gives the opportunity to give hands-on hours at places like CASA, Brookwood, Close to Kids, Girls Incorporated. I've been out there in the community learning about what's out there beyond our legal world. Junior League also taught me about civic leadership. And I volunteer frequently at the school. I think it's important for us to be involved in our children's lives. Also, I'm a wife. My husband has a practice here in St. Petersburg. And what that gives me is a little bit of perspective, just a little bit of insight into what it's like to be on the other side, to have your own practice, and to answer to clients. Back in law school, I was a guardian ad litem. I was a public service fellow. And when I graduated from Stetson in 1997, I went to work as an assistant state attorney for Bernie McCabe here in Pinellas County. Those of you who have heard me speak before know that I like to give Mr. McCabe a lot of credit because it's at his office that I learned how to make decisions, that I learned that every decision that a prosecutor makes affects people's lives. And it's not just the people who are being accused of crimes. It's also their family members, the victims, the witnesses, the law enforcement officers. They affect everyone.
And then I became an assistant state attorney in Pinellas County. I was an assistant in misdemeanors for a couple of years before going to felonies in Pasco County. I worked in Newport Richey for about 9 years before ascending to lead trial attorney. That was when I left the state attorney's office in Pasco County. I was a lead trial attorney, kind of supervising other lawyers and helping them with their jobs and trying a lot of cases. I basically tried murders, manslaughter, you name it. I tried it over the course of about 11 years as a prosecutor. I've done a lot of speaking for Moffitt Cancer Center, helped raise money for the sarcoma program over there. And I participated in events with the Livestrong Foundation, which is a nationwide cancer charity. I left the state attorney's office in 2006, and ever since I've run my own law practice here in Pinellas County, primarily doing criminal law, but I also do traffic. I'm also certified as a mediator in circuit and county cases. I was briefly certified to do family law cases as a mediator, but I decided that wasn't really my bailiwick. The important thing about me is that I not only handle criminal defense, but also, as I said, traffic, as well as mediations. And I'm also serving currently as a juvenile arbitrator, which is essentially a diversion program for juvenile offenders here in Pinellas County. And I also practice in federal court, and I handle both privately retained and court-appointed cases in both state and in federal court. And I think that's important because it gives me kind of a broad perspective on the system.